it's time for another team profile and projection. And Jake and I are sitting next to each other in the woods outside Steinbrenner Field recording this one. If you hear some breeze, that is just the Tampa Bay breeze. If you hear a sneeze, that's because Jake's allergic to the Tampa Bay breeze. And we are talking about the Arizona Diamondbacks today.
And not your fleas.
Nope.
No. Unless it comes up organically.
That was something that we discussed and said, hey, can we not,
let's not bring up my fleas on the podcast?
It was like a hard ask.
We
don't talk about my fleas on the show.
This might be nice. I don't know if Diamondbacks are habitat Florida, but if they are, we're there.
We are in the woods right now. You do share a kinship with the Diamondbacks because you're kind of a snake.
Jake, they're the snakes. If you're named Jake, snakes are with you your whole life.
Yeah.
And I don't like snakes. Kind of creep me out.
So, but do you like the Diamondbacks?
And Diamondback feels like a desert snake. It's actually a good team name for Arizona.
I do agree. Good team name.
Right?
Yeah, good team
name. Okay, so that's a good start for the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, okay.
The Diamondbacks feel like you – well, actually, I was going to say something that's complete. I was going to say you can't have a middle area feeling on them, but
– I only have middle area. I only have middle area feelings on them.
It's – we'll dive in, but I feel like Diamondback fans are probably really high on the Diamondbacks. Hot take.
They're doing things to improve the team. Right. That I've been saying this a lot on the show, so we're kind of a bit repetitive, but anyone that's new that's listening – I don't get what they're doing.
You do.
But I know, like, they're making a lot of moves that their fan base is in the forums that I've read are saying, like, these are good moves. And and on the surface, I'm like, are they? I don't know.
You think they're good moves. Madison Bumgarner.
That's a good
move. I mean, that's Starling Marte. Like, this is an 85-win team added some really good ball players.
You know, I was confused at which direction they were going to go. They're going to try to win.
You know their direction.
But before they did Bumgarner, that was the confusing one to me.
Sure.
Then once now they're in, they're going for it, I get it.
I mean, and I guess this is where I was going to say, if you're a Diamondbacks fan, you're probably a lot higher than people outside of Arizona. And I guess you could say that about a lot of fan bases. But at the same time, this is, I think it was 85 or 84 win team. 85 and 77 last year. They added Mad Bum from the division. And obviously he's not Madison Bumgarner of old. But, I mean, he's a guy that's going to give you 170 innings at a 3.9 ERA. Yeah. Which is kind of all you're asking. And you just had, in the past 2 years, you've traded away massive players and you brought in a lot of young talent. There's the Greinke trade last year, and there's the Goldschmidt. Look at you. Bones, man. So with that, Starling Marte trade, the biggest question mark on this team is star power. I forget when I gave you this speech before. I guess this was just a random talking baseball off-season episode, but basically, the only problem with Arizona is buying into their star talent. Ketel Marte had a massive year last year, and it's how much of that is juice ball, how much of that is him breaking out. But if you can buy into Ketel and maybe a couple of their young guys taking a leap.
Are we sure it's Ketel?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
No. I'm like pretty sure.
80?
Kettle? Because it's not Kettle. Ketel? I think we got yelled at for Kettle. I think it's Ketel.
No idea. Can I pause and go back? Because you went straight into
it. I went ham.
You went straight into it.
Upgrade from baloney.
Arizona is top two least state I would want to live in.
Really?
Continental U.S.
I think that's wrong.
110 degree summers with no ocean.
It's a dry heat.
Oh, I don't like dry heat.
You like pools?
Dries my throat out.
Would you prefer humid heat or dry heat?
Humid.
Lies.
I've lived both places.
I know. Where's their dry heat place you lived?
California. Like in the summer. It's a dry heat.
I don't know about that.
I mean, it is.
Bay Area.
There's not.
I mean, those are such. The Bay Area and Arizona are such different places. Well,
it's like a Midler dry heat, and Arizona's like, you're in an oven.
Midler dry heat.
No ocean.
You like the ocean. I won't debate that. You like a good pool.
And I don't like heat.
You don't love heat.
So there you go. There you go. All right, Jake. This is the guys they added to the team this year. Hector Rondon.
New Mexico.
Utah's my Utah. No, Nevada's my first. It's either Las Vegas or you're like getting killed.
Right.
So that's my first. Don't want to live there.
New Mexico.
I'm not too familiar with it, but maybe they're tied.
I think you've got Zona lower than you think.
It's in top five. It's bottom five.
It could
for sure.
be top five. I won't
bottom.
Find top five least.
Least, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
They added Cole Calhoun, who's an Arizona dude. So he's mad at me for dissing his home state.
He's pissed.
Cole Crockett, that's a minor league deal. Never mind. Madison Bumgarner's the big one.
Yeah.
Steven Vogt, who is the old catcher outfielder
he'll be catching
mix.
A little bit.
Him and I attended the same wedding once. That was cool. And then they added, obviously, Starlin Marte. They traded for him. And who else? There's some other ads here. Jeremy Beasley. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, Junior Guerra in the pin. But it's the big three, Madison Bumgarner, Cole Calhoun in free agency, and Starlin Marte in the trade. But they did trade away your guy, Leover Piguero.
Yeah, and I have high hope.
And Brandon Malone, who's actually kind of a big-time pitching prospect. But, yeah, I mean, Starlin Marte is... It's the Marte brothers. It's a Marty party. Shout out to Dallas Braden, and he's been pushing that, so I won't steal that. But that's a really good line.
It's the Marty party.
It's a Marty party.
Marte.
So Marte parte. I mean, it's Marte. However
parte.
You want to say it.
Marte parte.
Yeah.
Is pretty
again,
good.
Shout out to Dallas. That's on him. Tag him. He's a friend. But yeah, I mean, Cattell and Starling.
Yeah, they had some guys that had good numbers last year. Like, look at Dave Peralta's numbers.
Your guy, Dave Peralta. And I feel like he's a, you know, lefty bat who's probably got some better numbers versus right-handed pitching. It's an educated guess. My dude I love on this team is Eduardo Escobar. Again, I feel like I give this speech way too often on Talking Baseball.
Dude, what Cattell Marte, I mean, Eduardo Escobar's got to hate Cattell Marte. He has 35 home runs, but Marte's the story?
Well, I mean, you've got the OPS plus there, and Cattell Marte had a crazy year last year. I think he was top five in the MVP voting in his age 25 season. So it's how much are you bought into him being a star depends a lot on what you think about this team. And then, like, Carson Kelly's a young guy who had a really nice year for a catcher. Eduardo Escobar, if it's late night, you can't sleep, you got MLB TV, turn on a Diamondback game and watch him play because he's awesome. He's like a five-tool light player. Like he does everything well. He can run a little bit. He can hit a little bit. Contact power, both sides of the plate. He's a guy that disrupts you every game. And I think that's a fun thing the Diamondbacks going because I think their whole team is like pretty switchy. Switchy?
Switchy?
Switchy.
In which sense?
Switchy. Well, they got some switch hitters, and then they got a couple platoon bodies. The D-backs are fun.
Okay. Do you think Madison Bumgarner is going to be Mad Bum? He was pretty good last year. He pitched 32 games, had an ERA in the threes. It's the same division. He's not really going to have to learn anyone new. He's still got the big ballpark. So basically what it comes down to is how is he going to age? Got a lot of miles on that arm, Jake. He's a young dude. He's only 30 or 31. I don't know. But he's got a lot of miles on that arm.
The Mad Bum thing... And I guess this is – no, I was going to give my – it either goes really well, really bad, or Midler. It could easily be Midler. So
that
I'm
was
going to
be your answer?
Speech. Well, no, because here – I was going on Mad Bum's personality. He's obviously aging, but he's found a little niche. Like, I mean, there's days when he's topping out at, what, 90, but he's still getting guys out and he's giving you a good game. Does he have an effect on Robbie Ray, and is that good or bad? There's a lot of young pitchers in there. Is the Madison Bumgarner in his, like – crazy locked in focus. Is that going to be a plus for this team or a minus for this team? And that's what I don't know.
I think it's going to be a plus. What I'm worried about is he went to Arizona.
Right.
He has horses there.
Right.
Does he ride the horses? Because we already have
I'd
a falling off
so.
A dirt bike accident. If we get a falling off a horse accident, because now he's close to
you
his
can't
horses,
have that.
You can't have that. You almost need to. You know, make sure he doesn't really get on the horse that much.
Look at our videographer running to the porta potty. That's fun.
Got shit.
Espo with a nice little jog. On a hop, kid.
There's a big elephant in the room, Jake.
Oh, my God.
They're not winning the division.
No, they can't. They cannot win their division.
So, can they get a wild card? So then when you compare them to teams outside of their division, because I think they may be the second best team in their division.
They very well could be.
I think that's. I think it's the, like a three-way shit show.
You know, I love the fight for second place in the AL West.
You
and
do.
Will it matter? Probably not.
Yeah,
but
because
I love
when
it.
You compare them to the second, third teams in the East and the Central, where do they stack up? And it's kind of an interesting dynamic, and obviously any diehard Arizona fan, like, you know more than us about this team and the makeup.
Right.
Like, how is Bum going to gel and Starlin Marte going to gel? And, like, how does this come together? You know what I'm saying?
They need Peralta or Christian Walker or someone kind of needs to step up. Because right
Baumgartner and Bradley need to start a fight with the Dodgers the first series they play each other. Like, they need to be, like, intense, not hitting anyone, but jawing at each other. And from there,
like, pretend you belong a little bit.
Yeah, like, hey, yeah. We're not little brother here.
Yeah.
We're fucking coming after you in this division, which you and I both don't think is possible.
Right.
But in that first series, it's kind of like, you know, you got to punch a little bit and a jaw a little. If there's some bat flipping going, like, Bum and Archie, I'm looking at those two guys. Even Robbie Ray, I think, got a little upset last time to start it. So then you can say Arizona fans can be like, whoa, series one, and it's this intense. This is going to be a fun year.
Know what Arizona needs?
An ocean, I think. You
An
know.
Ocean. That'd be good.
Yeah.
What they need to do is be in the wild card race by the trade deadline. And then they need to get a rental bat, kind of like the Cubs did with Castellanos last year.
Castellanos.
Because, so listen to this lineup. It's right now they have it listed as Starling Marte, Ketel Marte, Eduardo Escobar, David Peralta, Christian Walker, who had a solid year from the right side, Cole Calhoun, which, hey, a six-hole Cole Calhoun, that's a solid
baseball
player.
We like Cole Calhoun.
Nick Ahmed, UConn, four-war shortstop, just got paid. And then Carson Kelly, who had a really nice year from the catcher position, in his age 24, 25 season. And then on the bench, you got Vogt. So you've got a nice little catcher.
Vogt,
there.
I believe in Steven Vogt. Right? He's a weird fan base.
Righty and lefty. Jake Lamb, they currently have him coming off the bat. He's a guy who's had a big season before. Tim LoCastro, you got a little speed, a little...
Fastest guy in baseball.
Fastest guy in baseball, a little on lefty action. So
How's T-Lo's bat?
That he gets on base. His OPS is pretty low, but he gets on base. It'll be interesting to see how his season goes this year. But they need, like, I want to almost look at the free agents and be which team falls out of it. Because if you could get a meaty bat after, if you could slide either someone after the Martes or after Eduardo Escobar, that adds a real fear factor to the lineup. So I like that.
Tim LoCastro does get on base,
which is what you ask for from a speed guy.
Yeah, okay. But you know, to have him as your everyday player.
No.
And he wasn't last year. I don't know if that's because he got called up or I don't know why.
Yeah.
But he needs to slap it around a little bit more.
No, just get on, kid, and then start
No, but
running
to be
around.
An everyday player. But in the National League, he's going to be a
it's not
yeah, a pinch
speed
hitter.
Guy. So, yeah, go get a bat. Stay in it. Get a big bat at the deadline.
And then start a fight with the Dodgers.
Start a fight with the Dodgers.
Just like anger. Not a fight. Don't need a brawl.
Let me give you the rotation.
Yeah.
Mad Bum, Mike Leake, Robbie Ray, Luke Weaver, Zach Gallen. Gallen Fanakis.
You got some guys there. I don't love it. It's not an elite rotation.
You need Luke Weaver or Robbie Ray to have a big year. Mm-hmm. Luke Weaver came over and he did some really nice stuff for them and hopefully he could pick that up. Espo started jogging again and made me laugh. Robbie Ray is in a contract year.
I don't think Espo was shitting. It was too quick.
You like contract years. So, yeah, you need Mad Bum to be Mad Bum, and if you do somehow get to a wild card game or a playoff series, you hope you can find that Mad Bum magic that he's had in the postseason. But you need Robbie Ray or Luke Weaver to kind of step up and have a special year, and that's kind of tough to buy into.
Yeah.
I mean, they can.
They can.
But you wouldn't put a lot of money on it.
No, I wouldn't.
No.
I'm not a gambler, though.
Archie Bradley,
what do you think
Chafin.
What do you think about the position change for Ketel?
Ketel? He moved around a lot last year. They got Starling Marte, so he'll be in center field. I mean, the idea is that Ketel will stay at second the whole season. I mean, he's got a really good shortstop next to him, so hopefully that can help up. And, hey, maybe you know I love this. If someone... If Ketel Marte, instead of coming into spring training this year, saying, hey, maybe I'll play both middle infield and a little bit of outfield, if they're saying, hey, dude, you're playing second base this year, chop it up at spring training, you know, I like it. They're a fun team.
Yeah.
You got any prospects on route, Jim?
I don't have internet, so I can't change my browser, so you have to tell me the prospects.
I don't think so. The only guy that looks like he's got a chance to be on the team this year, J.B. Bukauskas.
Bukauskas.
Bookie's got a chance to make it in the bullpen. Bucci. You think Bucci? I don't think so.
I played hockey with a guy who went by Bucci.
Bucci.
His name was Bucci, yeah. That was Bucci. The last name. That was the last name.
He was a non-roster invite to camp. He's 23. You could see him maybe later season impact out of the pen, something like that.
Something like that.
One of those guys. And then Corbin Martin's a prospect for them. He might get the call this year. I'm huge on this team. If you're a D-backs fan, just stay in it so you could go get a deadline acquisition.
Early intensity. I mean, Calhoun's an intense guy, too.
He's intense.
So you got
This locker room got so much more intense, which is either really good news or really bad news. That was my non-Midler area thing. Guys either respond to that or you're like, oh, it's going to be a long year.
Yeah. All right. So we have the over-under here, Jake.
Yeah.
Last year they won 85 games. The 2020 win projected over-under by Vegas or whoever did this is 80.5. I think it's a great line.
That's a great line.
It's a great line. And I'm going over.
This over-under is, are you happy or sad? You're over 500 and like, all right, we put a year together. Or it's like, are we under? That's a brutal over-under ask.
I'm going over.
I am, too. I'll go on principle here. They were an 85-win team that went out and got another starting pitcher. They have young help on the way. They got two starting outfielders and some bullpen help. I mean, in theory, this team is better than last year. And, you know, the 85 wins might be a little deceptive with the Padres trailing off and the Rockies having a pretty miserable stretch there. But, yeah, I'll still go they have a winning year.
Okay.
Mad Bum won't let them have a losing year, right?
Fun fact here on our notepad is that Mad Bum and his wife still play catch.
It's nice.
I don't believe it, and I don't think it's nice.
Wow.
I mean, maybe she wants to do.
That was rude, man.
Maybe she wants to do something that's not baseball.
Maybe she doesn't.
Maybe she doesn't.
Maybe she wants to play catch more than him.
But you think he's throwing it too hard?
No.
Think she's throwing it too hard?
Sometimes.
Yeah. So he's like, come on, babe. Like,
you got to keep him in check. It's Mad Bum.
Yeah. You got to throw something real high. We got a lot of potential injuries now. Playing catch with the wife, the horseback riding.
Watch for a Mad Bum off the field injury.
Damn. Fuck.
Tough.
Huh, I got to play the music.
Play the fight song.
And we're out. Thanks for listening.
There it is.
I had the wrong button.